The Koi Gig Pod on Off The Ball.
Like you said there with Grace Clinton, like if the club is serious about the women's team, you get players like that nailed down as soon as you can, because you can see the impact that she has on the team.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off The Ball app now.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, two of Ireland's front row stalwarts commit their futures here at home. Stephen Kitsoff reveals how close his neck injury came to costing him his life. And we hear from Pete Wilkins after Connacht's Challenge Cup win in the south of France. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Tadhg Furlong and Andrew Porter have signed new two-year extensions to their central contracts. The props will remain with Leinster and Ireland, of course, through to the summer of 2027. Furlong, who has managed just two appearances this season, will be 34 by the time his latest contract expires. The tight end is currently sidelined with a hamstring injury. This year saw Furlong win his third Six Nations title, taking his tally of international caps in the process to 78. He toured with the Lions in 2017 and 2021 and will surely be in consideration when Andy Farrell selects his squad to travel to Australia next summer. Also a cert for that trip is Andrew Porter, who will also stick with Leinster until 2027. 4 years Furlong's junior, the Loosehead is just 8 caps shy of Furlong's tally with Ireland, and he too is a 3-time Six Nations winner. He started all 4 of Ireland's autumn tests this year and was involved in both of Leinster's fixtures so far in the Investec Champions Cup. He's made 128 appearances for his province, scoring 18 tries along the way. Furlong and Porter's extensions won't be the only ones announced by the IRFU this week, with more promised for tomorrow. Former Ulster prop Stephen Kitsoff says he was 2 millimetres from death as a result of his neck injury. The Springbok World Cup winner underwent a 6.5-hour neck fusion surgery last month after suffering the injury during a scrum in September's Currie Cup meeting of the DHL Stormers and the Griquas. Speaking with South African organ Rapport, Kitsoff revealed, "I felt something crack at the back. 3 cracking noises, pop, pop, pop. I continued to play thinking it was a muscle tear, but today I know I was 2 millimetres from disaster, from death. The fusion involved his C1 and C2 vertebra just below the skull." Despite the neck fusion, Kitsoff hasn't abandoned all hope of resuming his rugby career and even hopes to be on the golf course by February. The 32-year-old will see a specialist next month and says, "If my neck holds up, I will go all the way. If I have to retire, I will be satisfied. But I am not done. I have always been a warrior for my team."
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Pete Wilkins says he was pleased and proud of Connacht's Challenge Cup victory away to Perpignan yesterday. Debutant Adam McBurney was among their 5 tries in a 31 points to 18 bonus point victory in Catalan country. Despite taking maximum points from their first 2 Pool 1 fixtures, Connacht head coach Wilkins praised their defensive effort when he spoke to Galway Bay FM's William Davies.
Scott Fardy's led that, and the players have bought in incredibly well to the review we had in that November period, and I think you could see more edge about us. I think you could see greater line speed at times, and probably just a greater bravery to back ourselves rather than worry too much about what the opposition might do next. So there's some real green shoots there of the defensive side we want to come over the coming weeks and months. And you know, you're always tested when you come down to a club like Perpignan, as you said, on the counter-attack and on transition. They're incredibly dangerous and incredibly physical the rest of the time, but we'll need to go up a level again. And I think what's pleasing is we've shown that we can grow and continue to develop at this stage of the season, you know, tracking through from that Bulls performance and you know, Zebre and then this result, and we'll need to keep going in that direction in terms of the Interpro challenges coming up.
Some guys getting another chance today and then a lot of changes. So how overall do you think the mix went?
Look, I was pleased overall. I think we need to have enough experience coming down here in terms of us making sure we've got the cohesion within the team in all aspects of our play, but also to make sure we've got those calm heads when the pressure does come on. And I was just saying to Kian there on the walk into the press conference here, I was really impressed, even when we were conceding too many penalties back to back and the crowd were getting on top of the officials and the whole game was sort of springing to life in that third quarter. There was still a calmness about us in terms of how we were communicating on the field and the body language that we showed in the breaks in play. And, you know, Kian deserves a huge amount of credit coming back into captain the side in that respect. But you could see that the group were listening well and that the messages were very clear. So I think that was important with the balance of the side. But at the same time, you want to reward some guys who are full of energy and want to make an impact. Your Matthew Devines and Shay Mullins getting another go. So, you know, for some of them, the game went really well. For others, you know, Sean O'Brien, Andrew Smith, your heart goes out to them in terms of not getting the opportunity to make more of an impact on the game with the injuries. But pleased in general how we fronted up.
Yesterday's fixture almost witnessed the birth of a new Perpignan supporter. A 7-month pregnant local woman went into labour during the game. She was assisted by emergency services at the Stade Aimé Giral before being transported to a local maternity hospital. There she gave birth to her baby, and mother and baby are both said to be doing well. Oyana are taking their time before deciding their course of action with former Ireland centre Chris Farrell. The 31-year-old was among those convicted on Friday night for their part in the gang rape of a student in Grenoble in 2017. Farrell was found guilty of failing to prevent a crime and sentenced to 4 years in prison with half of that suspended. However, the ex-Munster and Ireland centre will instead be forced to wear an electronic tag for those 2 years and will be under house arrest. His former Grenoble teammate, Dennis Coulson, who left Grenoble to join Connacht 2 months following the incident, was sentenced to 14 years in jail, as was Loic James. Farrell's Oyana teammate, Rory Grice, received a 12-year sentence. Like Farrell, Dylan Hayes was found guilty of failure to prevent a crime and given a 2-year sentence. Lawyers for Coulson, James and Grice say they will appeal. Farrell's been with Oyana since 2023 and they released a brief statement over the weekend saying the club has taken note of the judgment regarding Farrell and Grice. Oyana added that they will communicate in the coming days regarding the consequences of the Assize Court's ruling on the future of the two players. No further comment will be made on this matter, they conclude. Ollie Chesham, finally, is the latest England player to commit their future to their club. The 24-year-old lock has signed an extension with Leicester, having come through their academy system. He helped Leicester win the Premiership title in 2022 and has earned 23 England caps following his debut in the same year as that title victory. Leicester head coach Michael Checa says Chesham has been introduced to a leadership role within the team earlier this season and showed good skills given the opportunity. It's a further boost as well to England head coach Steve Borthwick, who saw Marcus Smith extend his stay at Harlequins last week until the summer of 2028. Leicester, meanwhile, are also in talks to sign Sam Davies from Grenoble, with fellow out-half Jamie Shillock leaving Welford Road for Brive in the coming summer. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I will be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.